The new Connect FM.
Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon, I'm Josh Laskowski, filling in for Diane Ducey.
And our American Idol pro, our expert, the man who knows it all, who watches it all, Gary O'Brien on the phone with us as well. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing? I like you calling me the man who knows it all. You should hang out with me all the time.
Well, apparently,
good for the ego.
You know a lot of things, and I know a lot of things, and Diane Ducey knows a lot of things.
What about
none
Josh?
Of us, and Josh knows a lot of things. I'm sorry.
None of us expected this, I think, last night, though.
What the heck? And I have to edit myself with the words I'd rather use. What the heck happened? How can the best singer end up getting booted off?
I would beg to differ with you when you say best singer, but okay.
All right, well, let me tell you. Remember what I told you yesterday about James?
Well, you said that he shouldn't have done Don't Stop Believin' because the song was too hokey.
Oh, my gosh. He made, you know, every one of the four had one horrible song on Wednesday.
Yeah.
James had two. I'll tell you why. Even though he sang Don't Stop Believin' great, I mean, if you just looked at that one song, he's been trying to position himself as a metal guy, and he's always said, long live metal, you know, I want to give metal the respect it deserves and everything. And then he sings Don't Stop Believing. I mean, that's Glee, that's karaoke now. That's like anybody else singing You Light Up My Life.
But that's great, but I mean, actual metal isn't going to really connect with the younger audience,
well,
I don't think.
Well, I'm telling you, he's trying to position himself as a metal guy. He did You Light Up My Life, basically. Just a fluff pop rock piece that metal people are going to roll their eyes at. So the fan base that he already had is saying, what in the world are you doing? Don't Stop Believing. You need to do, you know, some of these other things that he's been doing previously. It was a bad song choice. And then I think maybe he got a little cocky and loved Potion Number 9.
You know, that was awesome.
It was fun, but it's a novelty song.
I
loved
it.
It doesn't help further what he's trying to do. You do that early on. You don't do that at this stage when you're trying to win. He did fine with both of those, but neither one of those songs helped define who he was. And Don't Stop Believing, the whole time I'm going, oh, my gosh, what is he doing? All of his heavy metal fans are going to say, forget it. It's a sellout song.
I don't know. I mean, it's a great song.
It is, but not for him.
I thought it showed his pipes really well. I mean, he's got that amazing vocal range. And to take on a Steve Perry song, I thought it was really good.
Metal. So what I'm saying is it doesn't further who he is. So he alienated those fans. Plus, you know, metal, hard rock, that kind of thing may not be as mass appeal as some of these others, but I think he made a couple of fatal mistakes.
You can't rock and roll and win on American Idol. Think about Adam Lambert.
Well, that's right. Do you think American Idol producers had something to do with song choices this week?
I don't mean to throw two things at you, but you're talking about how schmaltzy Don't Stop Believing is, but the winners always sing some stupid schmaltzy song every year. It's some lame ballad, you know?
Now listen, I'm not saying that this song wouldn't have been perfect for somebody else. I'm just saying it wasn't right for him, who tried to project an image of doing Muse and doing heavy metal stuff and bringing metal to the forefront. And then he does a Debbie Boone song in comparison.
He might as well have sung
for somebody else, that would be like a big rocker.
Okay. All right.
Gary, I'm right there on the same page with you. I mean, he might as well have chosen a Brenda Lee song to do.
I just don't know how. Look, I like Scotty and I like Lauren.
How in the world did Haley get in the top three?
I know, that's...
Oh, hang on, guys. Haley was my... Haley has been... I've been since House of the Rising Sun she did last week. She is by far, I think, definitely going to be in the top two, if not win Idol.
Oh, Josh.
If she does, I'm going to barf.
Josh, come on,
guys. She's great.
She's not... She's cute.
She's one of my favorites.
You know,
I think you slipped a little something in your Pepsi this morning.
Look,
all she does is she does that growl thing with her voice all the time.
Here's what she does now. This happens past couple of weeks now. The first song, she doesn't do well. Then when the judges give her the critique, she rolls her eyes and talks back, and then she comes back with this big thing, and then they stand up because she did a lot better than the first song. But overall, of the four, she was number four of the four. She should have not have made the final three. I would have loved to have seen James go home, too, and just, you know, get that experience and all that, too. But remember, yesterday I said, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm as shocked as you are. I think in the past 12 hours or however long it's been, I've been trying to figure out the whys, and I think what I've expressed is why I think it happened. But remember, yesterday I thought he would definitely be in the final two, maybe even win it, mm-hmm. and then suggested that maybe if, even if he did Puppy Love, he'd probably get the votes. But certainly I was wrong on that.
Okay, well, you know how I've always told you that the fix is on, right? Well, I'm going to give you my latest It's Fixed theory next.
Well, tell it, but then I'll argue with you.
I'm telling you, it's fixed, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's fixed, because it's all about setting it up for the finale, right?
So I think it's 90-10. 90-10.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break here,
all
and we'll come back and we'll debate this.
Let me fume over the break.
Okay. Yes. Exactly. So you sit there and fume, and then if you want to connect with us about this too, please do. We're at 359. Call 217-359-2255. More with Gary O'Brien. You're not supposed to be laughing. You're supposed to be.
Oh, I am. I'm fuming.
Yeah. Do the Haley growl. All right. We'll be right back.
On Memorial Day.
Now you have a choice. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 2:13. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
Good afternoon, I'm Josh Laskowski, and for Diane Ducey.
And we've got Gary O'Brien on the phone with us as well. We're talking about American Idol and last night's big shocking deal where, I think the best singer out of all of them got booted out. It just stinks. I don't like the fact that happened last night.
I don't agree. I don't think he was the best singer. I think he was a good singer. I think Scotty will win the whole thing.
He's got a good shot. I agree with that. I think a lot depends on next week. I think James was a great performer, and sometimes his performance was better than his vocals, but he was good. I don't know if he was the best, but he was really good. But I still was shocked. And remember, at this stage, it starts getting really competitive, and you start maybe thinking of the demographics of who's watching and who's voting mm-hmm. and everything. Or maybe people were thinking with him, he was a sure bet. I don't need to vote for him. I mean, there's no way he's not going to make it to the finals.
Sure.
But, this is the same stage where Chris Daughtry got voted off. And, you know, if you know anything about his career, he's second only to Carrie Underwood in overall record sales.
Oh, wow.
From American Idol contestants. So, you know, he's doing pretty good for himself, and maybe James will find that niche as long as he doesn't sing Don't Stop Believing.
He's definitely a musician's musician, I think, yeah. along with Casey Abrams. But I want to know why you think this is fixed.
Well, I think...
Josh, you kind of thought the same thing, too, when we talked a couple
weeks
ago.
Well, I still think it's somewhat fixed. I mean, I don't think any reality TV show on TV is 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. I think there are producers... I mean, it's with anything. They have to do theater of the mind a little bit and make it more interesting. I don't think it's 100% fixed, but I think there is a little bit of...
So
I think, and I want to hear what Mary Lynn has to say, so I don't mean to take over here, but Josh, I think maybe in some of the way it's being presented might be, maybe fix isn't the right word, but they might influence. I don't think there's any fixing whatsoever. Mary Lynn will tell me why she disagrees in a second, but, you know, sometimes in the packages they can evoke emotion or tell somebody's challenging life story that might make you like them more than somebody who's maybe had an easy life, or, you know, sometimes, you know, the judges... Or Ryan Seacrest will be on the late night talk shows, and they will make their predictions of who's going to win and all that. And I just don't think they should do that. And they might influence that way. And certainly mm-hmm. how Nigel Lithgow, the producer, decides how to present, you know, who gets the background singers and who gets the rock and roll star to accompany them on a regular song and who doesn't. Some of that stuff influences. But I can't believe that they'd rather that there's any fixing, because if that ever got out, and it would ruin... But the entire credibility of the show.
Yeah, but the whole time you're watching the show, and the whole time you've got judges who are saying you've got to define who you are and stick with that definition.
Yep.
But the folks who are most defined don't end up making it to the final. So James is gone. You know who's going to be next? Scotty. Because he's too country. He's going to be gone. And this way, first of all, Idol had been catching some flack that girls can't seem to get through. So you're going to have Haley and Lauren get through, and they're both kind of eh. So then at least you've got a final that kind of matches up.
Well, so, I thought last year was kind of
wrong.
I thought last year was really Lee DeWise with the American Idol, and I disagree. I think Scotty will make it all the way based on that younger tween vote, and I think it goes back to Gary saying, you know, you really are starting to look at the demo that is probably voting right now, and I think it's probably skewed younger.
Yeah, but this is about what the American what will be best for American Idol, right? And they need a person to win who is flexible. Jordan Sparks, when she won, she wasn't very, she was kind of vanilla. There wasn't anything too special about her. Last night, she's all woman, which was great.
She told us over and over again.
She's made it
very far. I mean, she's a regular on Top 40 radio.
But that's because American Idol was able to shape her and mold her because, you know, she wasn't completely defined. I mean, she was kind of that in the middle. Scotty's too country, and they're not going to be able to...
Well, now more and more, if you notice in the country music industry, they're crossover artists, Taylor Swift.
But his voice is way too country.
I don't agree. I look at Lady Antebellum. I think they're way too country, but the music producers were able to take a country song and turn it into a pop song, and I think that's very easily done, especially when you have the powers that be that work for American Idol.
All right.
Possibly. Lady Antebellum, you know, they had the right song and all that. Yeah. And I do think that Scotty's problem may be that he just has one niche, that he's just country.
Yeah, really, American Idol is going to have a guy who wears a flannel shirt be their idol? I don't think so.
It is
up to them. You just watch.
Mary Lynn, I've known you a long time.
I've never heard
you talk this way. You're a little out there today. I say that with respect, but you're out there today.
Well.
You know, I think the American Idol, actually, I think they want to get more credibility. That's why they did some of the changes this year. They would have had more credibility if Adam Lambert won a couple years ago. They would have had more credibility if James made it to the final two. But not everyone's talking today about how they can't believe it and they can't believe who made the final three. I think American Idol, the producers, would have wished it took a different turn last night.
Right, which is why the fix is on.
It
gets people talking and keeps people interested.
I'm sure the people at American Idol love that he was kicked off last night. Everybody's talking about Idol. Not that we normally don't talk about Idol, but even more today we're talking about Idol than ever.
I got you, but you know what they're talking about? They're talking about how it was a ripoff, how James should have gone, and how there are two people in my office here at the College of Aces here who are saying they're not going to watch anymore because...
He's
it was
not
such
there.
An injustice that James was voted off. Okay. So I think it's talk, but maybe the wrong kind of talk. I don't know, just my opinion.
All right, well, until next week,
and
right?
Did anyone else notice, let me interrupt, you're saying that Lady Gaga forgot to wear clothes last night when she sang?
Well, I noticed that they didn't pan down on her feet because of supposedly some naughty shoes that she was wearing.
She performed the song that Haley did, the unreleased song, You and I. Lady Gaga performed it last night. Next week, they go home. They'll each sing three songs. One will be a judge's selection. One will be Jimmy Iovine's choice, and then a personal choice.
Too many songs. They should just sing one and make it a half-hour show and move on.
Yeah, commercial dollars.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what it's all about,
true.
Isn't
very,
it? That's why I record
true.
And fast-forward.
Thank goodness for TiVo, right?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so Gary, until next week, we'll see if my latest conspiracy theory pans out.
You're so Jesse Ventura. It is not true.
Only when it comes to Idol.
Oh, boy.
And sometimes the government, but not too often there.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.